Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
From Isaiah chapter 44, the first four verses of the chapter. Yet hear now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Fear not. O Jacob, my servant, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on him who is thirsty and floods on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. They will spring up among the grass like willows by the water courses. Now, that's the beginning of Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 43 ended with a severe warning of judgment. Yet that did not mean that God took back his promises of hope and restoration to Israel. The people of God could still know the goodness of God if they would only turn back to him. So when God spoke to his people in Isaiah chapter 44, he starts like this: Thus says the Lord who made you. You know, this reminds us that God is still active in and responsible for creation. You know, God didn't just create Adam and Eve and let the whole thing go. There's a sense in which God has made each one of us so that we have a personal obligation to him as our creator. And that call came to Israel as well, repeated from the previous chapter. Fear not. Now, those words were not only given to Jacob, but God also spoke to Jeshurun. It says there, and you, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. You know, the name Jeshurun means the upright one. It's used here as a contrast to the name Jacob, even as Israel is sometimes used as a contrast to the name Jacob. The other three times this name is used of the people of God in the Old Testament, it's found three times in Deuteronomy. It shows us that God is a more gracious, more merciful way for God to speak to his people using this title, Jeshurun. In it all, God gave them reasons to not be afraid. For I'll pour water on him, I'll pour my spirit on your descendants. This is a glorious promise to a humble, returning Israel. God will not simply give them his spirit, he'll pour out his spirit on them as if water was poured over them. Now that describes a freedom in the giving of the Spirit. There is a flow in the giving of the Spirit. There is an abundance in the giving of the Spirit. There is an evident giving of the Spirit. God wants to pour his Spirit out upon his people. And if you experience a few drops, I suppose that's better than nothing. But God wants to pour. If you are bone dry, God wants to pour. If you've received some of the pouring, God wants it to keep pouring. We must learn how not to say when God pours, as if we wanted him to stop pouring. You may or may not know that one of my favorite preachers is Charles Spurgeon. He was that great preacher of Victorian England. He said it well. Check this out, quote. He said, I believe that at this present moment, God's people ought to cry to him day and night that there may be a fresh baptism into the Holy Ghost. There are many things that are desirable for the Church of Christ, but one thing is absolutely needful, and this is the one thing, the power of the Holy Ghost in the midst of his people. Isn't that great? Well, don't you want this? But who receives this gift? We'll read that text from Isaiah 44 and see. It says this, I will pour water on him who is thirsty. You know, when we are thirsty for an outpouring of the Spirit, when we ask God for it, and when we receive it in faith, we can expect to be poured upon. God is looking for dry ground to pour out floods upon. And this pouring out of God's Spirit is so great that it goes beyond the present generation. Notice he says, and my blessing on your offspring. God doesn't want only to pour out his Spirit. He wants to pour out his blessing on us and on our offspring. All we need to do is bring our dry ground to him in faith and expect his poured out Spirit, his shower of blessing. So we should pray for and expect such showers of blessing. There's an old hymn that says this. It says, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. That's what we want. not just a few mercy drops, but God showers of blessings, especially the blessings of his outpoured Holy Spirit. And finally, God describes the effect of this poured out blessing. He says this, "They will spring up among the grass like willows." You see, the effect of the poured out Spirit is life. Life springs up and grows where the Spirit of God is poured out. We need this shower of blessing, both to start God's life in us, but also to sustain it. Believe God for an outpouring of his Spirit, for a true shower of blessing. Believe it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.